This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and my stripper name is Chex Minx.
Ooh la la. I'm Brandy Posey, and not to brag, but I have developed the allergies of a much younger, sickly person.
I'm Tess Barker, and I've spent hours in space, and it only cost me like $20. Worth of edibles.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Howdy, everybody.
Hello.
Howdy, partners.
Thanks for moseying on in to our little hang.
Were you a little bit parched for your lady comedy this week? Well, sit in that spittoon while I stop playing the piano for a second.
Spittoons. Mm. What a disgusting...
Tunes, in a way, is, I feel like, the equivalent of calling a music a set of jugs.
Oh.
What? No, we're talking about spittoons.
Spittoons.
Oh.
But I also see where you were coming from.
But yes, the jugs, that's also correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's also correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I like a spittoon, though, because at least it's honest. It's like, no, that's that is what you're doing.
Yeah. You know what? It's so funny about chewing tobacco. Sean, like, when he watches football, he does these things that are not chewing tobacco. They're called snoozes. Anyway, he does it when he watches football, and it's like so gross, and it's such the funny tobacco because there's no secondhand smoke, but it feels more offensive.
Yeah.
It's absolutely more offensive. It's 1,000%. Because I don't want to gross you out, but his mouth is a spittoon in that moment.
I know. So. I've kissed a spittoon, you guys.
I've kissed a spittoon, and I hated it. It tastes
not like I haven't
cigarettes.
Kissed a spittoon.
I think we've all kissed a spittoon in our days.
Yes, we've all been there. Let's bring on our guest. We're so excited to have her. She's an amazing comedian, writer, and actor, and you can actually catch her new special coming out soon called On Behalf of All Muslims, which will be on Prime. And she's fundraising for that special with flash comedy writing she does every morning. You can sign up for that at ZaraComedy.com. It's Zara Norbach. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for putting on a lip gloss to podcast. I know we're dealing with a professional.
Well, you guys were talking about kissing, and I was like,
ready. What are you rocking? Is that flavored? A tint?
Ooh, flavored? What have I been doing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You haven't been on the Bonnie Bell train?
Bonnie Bell. I started out as a Bonnie Bell girl. I currently have a Dr. Pepper Bonnie Bell.
I think we're just Boozar as mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Dr. Pepper.
Oh, girl. Go on Amazon right after this. You got it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I've been with the same man for 17 years, so I don't have sex and I don't engage in self-care.
This will get you more of both of those things.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Your lips are going to taste like Dr. Pepper. That might be what the relationship needs. Dr. Pepper it up a notch.
Bring a doctor into the bedroom.
Dr. Pepper.
Also, I want to say I have some grown-up flavored lip gloss, and I have to wear that kind because I'm too messy. Like, when I go to a party where there's going to be food and snacks, I either have to wear no lipstick or flavored because it's going to get on my cheese and crackers and stuff.
Wait, so you just have it add a layer of flavor? Yeah.
Well, you're pairing your lip gloss to your charcuterie?
I wouldn't say I'm pairing it, but everything I eat tastes vaguely like strawberry.
Now the Dr. Pepper makes a lot of sense, actually.
It really does go with everything.
Yeah.
I do think that that could be a new, like, chef, what is it? Oh my! I cannot think of words today.
A trend, like a cool thing.
If they were pairing your,
I've just been rocking the, giving up on my hopes and dreams flavor.
Mm. Ooh, salty, a little salty,
very salty, bitter, a little bitter.
Do I want to be awake today? Flavors. Is this the most terrified I'll be in a day?
Flavors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole palette.
A flavor we're all, it's like, oh yeah, something's coming up in the back of my throat. Yeah. Just all of the...
Not citrus, but like a bile.
Yeah. But yeah, that's that, what that Ben one. And Jerry's is for. That covers that flavor right up.
Yeah. Nice. That's really what I'm looking for, is just something that won't show you the decay inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not well, that's real this... decay, psychological decay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the shellac. That's what this is for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I feel like I sound really like mid quarantine.
Yeah.
Oh no, honey, we're right all now. It's we are. We might be. Who knows?
We might be. We don't know.
I mean, that's the thing.
On the global scale versus American, I mean, we are.
Everyone's opening up right now. But then I just was on a Zoom with a friend who has COVID right now, and she's vaccinated.
It's her. Yeah, I'm really pissed about it. I don't know.
And I mean, it did its job, because she got, flu-like symptoms instead of you're going to die symptoms.
But it's just like,
yeah, yeah.
Nobody has to be getting any symptoms if you get the vaccine.
Like, I'm so bitter about
it. Listen to us over here. How about you just fucking get vaccinated, man? Just get vaccinated and stay in your house.
Shut. Do you think I wanted to drive to Downey and go have a nurse in a parking lot give me a shot that was going to make me feel like shit for a day just for fucking shits and giggles? No.
No.
You selfish fucks. Get vaccinated.
My dad would say, what the shit the hell is this?
Ooh, that's some good dad cursing. I like it.
His favorite two words. What the shit the hell is this?
That's pandemic? So good.
A pandemic?
Wash your hands.
Dude, I just flew to Maryland and I saw... like a tween not wash their hands in the bathroom, and I just went hands. I just yelled hands at this child, and it froze and turned around and washed its hands. But I was like, no, when if you're not washing your hands in the middle of a global pandemic, you're an it. I'm sorry, I don't care.
You're describing a very Muslim moment that you had. That's a very Muslim moment.
Thank you.
Like, most of Islam, and don't fact check this, most of Islam is rooted in the scientific method.
Uh-huh.
And like most of Persian culture, which I am, is also rooted in ENT pharmacology.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Your nose and throat.
Because
mm-hmm. it was all about like rescuing people from viral death.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's really interesting. Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
So there's like... don't shake hands comes from that.
Mm-hmm.
And like the ritual washing before prayer is also like, and here's a way that everyone in society, we make sure washes their hands 5 times a day.
That's the key. You got to tie it to something as important as that.
It's all rooted in viral management.
Well,
I love that.
This makes me think.
Learn something new every day. Damn.
I'm realizing what's wrong with kids now.
Mm-hmm. Is that they're not Muslim?
And people are, we had Bed Bath & Beyond. Nobody had to be trying to get us to wash our hands. We wanted that warm vanilla sugar shit. We wanted that.
Bath & Body Works test.
What did I say?
Not Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, I always call it that.
Well, Bed Bath & Beyond has the, they used to have the rad return policy that was like bringing it back from any store, including Target, within the year, and we'll give you cash.
Yeah.
It was great.
I didn't know you could double dip Target into Bed Bath & Beyond.
You used to be able to.
Oh, okay.
because I'm pretty sure it was a mob front for a while. Don't fact check that.
No, it feels yeah. The number of 20% coupons that came out, it was definitely a front of some kind.
Yeah.
For real, right?
I was like, how do you have this new address? This doesn't make any sense.
But also, I will say, is Bath & Body Works at all at fault for... This is not going to be scientifically accurate in any way.
I've got the red string. But, Let's connect it.
Hear it.
But the hand... What is it called?
The hand sanitizer?
Hand sanitizer. Did they make us more susceptible?
No, you're
right.
By our obsession with hand sanitizer.
You're right. I was putting way too much of that shit on just because I was bored in math. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Well, no, because that stuff, so long as it's alcohol-based, it's not going to make you more susceptible. But the antibacterial shit does make us higher risk. Yeah.
Well, and remember that Bath & Body Works, the OG, like, uncut shit, had those, like, dots, which I think they illegalized because they were like clogging up the oceans or something.
Yeah, they're bad for the ocean.
Yeah. But they had that antibacterial dot. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff that annoys me, though, is like they pump way more antibiotic into our meats. And that's on such a mass scale. You know what I mean? Like whenever they're talking about like managing waste, managing consumerism, packaging, managing, you know, the antibiotic consumption, all those things. I'm like, how about you tell the companies that do it on a scale of like millions and billions?
Yeah.
No shit.
I know.
Yeah. The everyone's ingesting.
Yeah.
Like maybe tell Apple that they don't get to sell me a new $1,000 phone every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be nice. They're doing okay.
Yeah. I know. Cause I'm sitting over here losing my mind. I'm going to be honest with you. I just switched to bar shampoo.
How is that?
Good for you.
Thank you. It's it's just in, you know, like a bar of soap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like that, but shampoo. So you just get it a little bit wet and like put it in your hair. So you don't use the plastic
products.
Yeah. But I don't know, guys. I'm all fucked up because I ordered that shit online. So what, a FedEx guy brings me my bar of shampoo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Like, is that really a better footprint?
Yeah.
I mean, I think most of us want to improve that, but just the reality of it is very difficult, and it's like we are not the problem directly, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's the man in space, basically.
Yes.
Literally the man in space.
Oh, my God.
And we're not talking about God.
No. not even close.
Well, we kind of are, but yeah.
Oh, my God. He's bought his way into becoming a deity and an astronaut. Oh, my God.
Okay, this reminds me. What body part? Jeff Bezos looks like a body part, and I can't quite put my finger on it.
I think it's a bit like a toe, like your... Which toe is it? Which toe?
I think it's my pointer toe.
Yeah, I think it's my pointer toe, right? I think it's that one.
Yeah, the little...
Yeah, next to the big toe.
The one
toe.
With the bend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
That hurts you in your shoe.
Yeah. I have to say, unfortunately, I think it's a clit. And I...
What?
I'm sorry.
No. Well, we've learned a lot about Barbara's anatomy right now. got a little Jeff Bezos in her pants.
I didn't want to, but I'm just saying.
Even the little pointy part.
No, it's his whole face. You know, his whole face.
That's his whole problem. Bean. He's got a face like a clit.
I mean, he wishes.
Yeah.
I know, because to me, I'm getting very, like, I think what I was thinking of maybe is elbow. I think I get elbow from him.
Yeah, he does kind of have like a...
That is a thing with him and Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah. How do you look like this?
I know. Can you imagine being a woman of that success and not being expected to go full Picasso on your face?
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, it's really crazy. It's like he's like melty. He's melty in a weird...
Yeah.
It's like his body is like trying to reject his soul. And it's like, we got to get out of here because it's bad.
I think he's probably eating souls.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
that are trying to leave.
Well, that's you know,
yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg also has like a major case of dead doll face.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for articulating that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Dead doll face.
I'm making the dead doll face. No one can see, but it's effective.
Yeah. You know, you're right. It's permanent dead doll.
Yeah. Somebody brushed, like, dusted him off from the back of a attic somewhere. After
or awoke a doll.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he's the real Chucky. He's really coming for us.
Like he looks like he was Chucky.
He was,
but never got put back.
Don't you guys feel like if you were at a party, no matter how nice of a party, if it was Mark Zuckerberg's party and you had to be in a corner with him, you would probably say no?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm from the Bay Area. I've heard of many parties with him.
What's the deal? Is he's like, I think he just seems like he'd be like super annoying and like awkward and like hard to be around.
Yeah, he's very weird.
Yeah, I'd imagine he does.
Everyone describes a chill in their back and immediately feeling cold and like they've lost the desire to live.
Wait, I have a question. If you're from the Bay Area, what's the craziest like rich person shit you've ever seen in the Bay Area?
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, fuck every friend I have who gets tech rich and then sends me shit they make.
Wait, what do you mean? Like
this happens. This is such a Bay Area tech millionaire thing. They become like tech millionaires and then they start like making shit. They're like crocheting me.
Oh,
they're like,
I see.
You know,
because they have time in their days now to do
right
dumb shit.
I mean, apparently, if I said that, they would be like, I have no time. It was so hard to crochet you this throw.
This is my therapy macrame, okay?
I'm sending you.
Guess what? You don't talk to your friends about what happens in therapy, and you don't send them the things that you make in therapy either.
That's God, come on. Like, I had one friend that was legit. She crocheted me a pot holder, and then she also sent me a freaking iPad. Rad friend.
That's wow, cool. That is.
That's a rad friend. And she really flew me around in her jet. That's a rad friend. Yeah. Send me the things you make. I will tell you how good it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had another friend that sent me like her place. She made placemats. Was like, cool. My industry is near collapse. I would really just like anything.
Just some money. Some money.
Yeah. Frankly, a Starbucks card. Practical.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take it. $20 Starbucks gift card with your placemat. That would be swell.
Placemats assume that I did not sell my table in the last year, and frankly, I resent good that.
It assumes but I like, have places.
Yeah.
Stuff I've heard at parties. I don't know if we can keep going to the opera anymore.
Oh, my God.
We may have to sell the jet.
Wow. Oh, no.
Sometimes I wonder if it's okay that we're Ubering the kids to school.
Oh my God.
I don't know if it makes sense for us to keep a cabin in Aspen when we never go.
Now that is a problem. That's an issue.
I'd love to have that problem. You know what I would like? Is there some kind of list we can get on to like rich people can unload their cabins on you? I would be happy.
Hello.
Yes. We'll go live in them for like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But you know what it is? It's called Airbnb and Vrbo.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're charging for that shit.
That's, okay. Oh, yeah. That is exactly what Airbnb is.
And if, you know what they've been doing that I'm just like, no, I'm going to out all of you assholes. They've been going like, oh, price drop and marking it down by 50% and then adding like a $500 cleaning fee.
Oh, it's infuriating.
They're really fucking being assholes lately.
Yeah.
And then also they'll add the cleaning fee, but then they'll add that you have to clean the entire place.
I know.
And you're like, which one is it?
Who can we talk to about this?
Why do they think that I'm afraid to clean?
I will show
up with Clorox and a mop to have my vacation. Like, that's fine. I'm not afraid of cleaning.
Well, and you're expected to in a lot of these places.
And I always clean up at the end of it. Yeah. Like, that's fine, but you can't charge me $500.
You know how millennials and Gen Z likes to travel? Is doing chores. That's how we like to travel.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's the only way to
go and do chores. I want to be in France and do French chores.
Ooh. It has a nice uniform that goes with it.
Maybe.
So
yes.
Ooh, yeah.
I will ask you guys, I'm going to an Airbnb this weekend, and what do you think that this rule, because we live in California and this is on a 45 acre of land thing.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
And the guy said, "You no smoking in the house or anywhere on the property. You can only smoke in your car." And I'm like, I don't want to ask if this means weed, but it has to be okay to smoke weed in the middle of this 45 acre property.
If you're
right?
asking me if you can smoke weed on a property, I think you already know what you want the answer to be.
I mean, like, It has to say cigarettes.
What if weed is my lip gloss?
Art, did you just put that weed lip gloss on? Does that exist yet?
Oh, yeah. It's working. Oh, it does.
It's working. Does it's working.
Okay, we'll think.
My serious answer, Babs, is it's probably a fire area. And yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably it, too. Just make sure you got, like, a coffee can
just
with
be
you.
Be careful. Yeah, you're exactly. Fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about, like, ashes.
It's not
yeah.
for you. It's for, like, a bunch of bros that do, like, a kegger, and then their cigarettes are, like, laying around and shit.
That's true. I'm assuming it's, for cigarette butts and shit. Yeah, but yeah. I was like...
Yeah.
But I say that, but then me and our other friend did get in trouble for smoking weed at our other friend's birthday, so I don't know why you would ever ask me my opinion on whether it's a good
smoke. I mean, I know I'm going to test... It will be there, and I know there's going to be a moment at midnight where I'm like, you have to go outside.
Yeah.
It's not, you can't. You have to go into the car.
Go to your car.
Okay, we'll be back in a second, everybody.
BRB. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
I'm here with Zara.
Hey.
And the car was great.
And we did it.
Hot boxing.
Okay. We're going to play a little game to get to know you better.
Is it lip gloss party?
Yes.
Yes.
It actually pretty much
is.
Yeah,
pretty close.
I've got
just jam after jam.
Mm-hmm.
We got to release a, now that's what I call Lady to Lady theme song.
I would love that.
Should absolutely put that out.
Yeah. Hard copy only.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Okay. So Zara, did you have a MySpace or did you do these like MySpace quizzes back in the day?
Oh, I totally did.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, we just grabbed some of the random ass questions from them. So, you know. Feel free to answer these at will. There are no wrong answers.
Nobody look up my MySpace.
Oh my God, I'm doing it.
Yes.
Oh my God, no. Oh no. I haven't even looked at it since college.
Honestly, they're hard to find now. They like all have broken down and it's not.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
I went in a while ago and pulled a bunch of photos down and was like, this is probably going to disappear at some point. So let me just have these pictures of me with belt buckles.
Last time I like logged into it, which was years ago, I just had like 12 messages from one man telling me I looked like Tina Fey, and it was terrifying. So
that sounds about right.
I think that's what's waiting for all of us on MySpace is something like that.
Yeah, mine is a lot of photos of a girl who seems to not know how a lot of women die.
Oh, God.
Hanging out with men she doesn't know.
Hey, but you're here today.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's the important.
But now it's time to go back to that era.
Oh my God. Oh yeah.
Do you know how to work a computer well?
Starting off hard.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Yeah. They're all for you.
These are questions for you.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the questions. Okay.
Okay.
Do you know?
Oh, you were just insulting me.
Well, it kind of was, but not on purpose. It's just the question.
It's just the way the question is worded is insulting.
Yeah. I thought you were just saying it to Babs, even. I didn't even think
you
know
how to work a computer well.
After like 10 years of podcasting.
For me. I feel I know how to use a computer relatively well.
Good for you.
Okay. Fair point. Great. Yeah, are you?
Does it have to be yes or no? Okay.
No, I think that's a good answer.
No, I think that's great. I just spent a week in the woods with a good friend of mine who's a professor, and he was telling me that the Gen Z kids don't really know how to use email. They think it's like really formal and it stresses them out. So they either send emails that are like, salutations, Mr. Professor, on this beautiful, my project is due tomorrow. Perhaps I could get an extension, perhaps. Thank you and a good day, sir. And like, they send emails. It's either like that or they say, sup, dude, here's a paper, thanks. All in lowercase.
That's hilarious.
There's like no in between. It's just like the two extremes in emails.
Wow. So we have transitioned into the full-blown DM epic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah.
DM epic, yeah.
Yeah, wow. We are there. Although I am going to start using salutations in emails.
I was thinking of the Spanish word epoca for like times, and I don't think that epic is really what you say in English. DM times.
Does it matter all that much? Because I feel like when you're a woman emailing, all everybody hears is just, hey, I have things I need from you. Hey.
I know. Oh. Trying to change the way you write emails is so difficult because we're all like, can I just please have mm-hmm. I'm sorry. And then trying to take that out, you just feel like you're yelling at people.
What about the pass you have to do where you remove like all 10 exclamation points at the end of every sentence? Like, hi, I hope you're having a great week. I just wanted to know.
I'm harmless. Did you know that I'm harmless? Can I please have it?
Cheers.
Yeah.
Can I please just like get paid for the work that I've done for like the last forever? Yeah. Can I just like, that would be so nice.
It would be nice. I had a friend who used to email in ways that I admire too much to be offended by. Every question was just like, you suck. Like, it was like, I haven't gotten this from you, even though I asked you for it last week.
Respect. I do have a lot of respect for that. The bluntness of it is refreshing.
I get so turned on by difficult women.
Same. It's amazing. That's why I masturbate all the time.
There's just so much hotness.
It's a little Jeff Bezos. Okay, this is a scary one, and you don't have to answer this, but what does the last text you sent say and to whom?
Did you send a Zoom?
Oh. Perfect.
To my friend with COVID.
Oh. Yay. Well, hot.
Salacious.
Very salacious, hot and steamy.
Very.
You guys want to do yours? Wait, let's
see. Yeah, let me see.
Last text.
Oh, mine was to you guys. Mine's not good.
My last text is to my girlfriends that are from home. What about Bachelorette on Tuesday?
Oh. Mine's to my brother saying that sushi tomorrow night will be great.
Yeah.
We're all
Mine just says,
in our 30s.
Running a minute late. We'll text when I'm on, which you guys should just know by now, as always. Do I even need to text it?
Well, no, I think that's what I really like. Like Zara was saying, you get used to like friends that are difficult in email. I love other people that run late. Woo, mm-hmm. Is that soothing? Hmm.
It's
nice.
Great
with Zoom because we all know it's just a few minutes. It's not like, you know, you're going to be 45 minutes late.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be there. It's fine. Yeah.
It's a little squishy. It's just a little 5-minute grace period.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Zoom is like how we used to park. I mean, in LA anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I see all the time people are like, let's go to the Google Hangout. And then it's like not working. And people are like, can we do Zoom? I just really prefer Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to Zoom and then somebody's got a free version still and it's like dying. And everyone's like, let's hop on in this link. And it's like reparking.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Yes. Because you don't want to pay the $20. So you park in the like meter spot where you have to move it every half hour. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We did, no big deal, name drop, but Tess and I did an interview with NPR the other day. And the guy was like, they wouldn't buy a Zoom. He had to use his friend's Zoom.
Yeah.
NPR, just sell one more tote bag. It's not a big
deal.
So
donate, guys, to public radio.
Donate to NPR. They need a Zoom.
They need a Zoom login.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Sherry O'Terry. I know that's not her name.
Sherry O'Terry Gross. That would be a good Wheel of Fortune.
90s SNL.
Sherry O'Terry Gross.
That's awesome. Now I just have this picture of her in a cheerleader uniform.
I know, exactly.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. Okay, Zara, this one's deep.
Okay.
So Have you ever met someone who has completely altered your way of thinking?
Yes.
Who?
Yeah, when I met Kamau Bell in 2008. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And doing shows in the Bay and stuff? Because he's from
We were doing shows in the Bay. We were both at a dive. And I hated my material and like nothing in my stand-up was working. And I was so frustrated. And all the like rules everybody gave, you know, as guides, like it just wasn't working for me. And I took his, he was teaching a solo performance workshop where he really gave me all the best crowd work advice I ever got. And he was the first person I ever talked to who's, you know, was like, it's not going to be the same for you as it is for a bunch of white guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's nice to hear that.
You're an ethnically ambiguous woman getting on stage. It's not going to be the same experience. And he said, it's always the audience. It's not you. It's them. And if they're not doing a good job, tell them. Tell them they suck. And assign them opinions and make them say what they think. Divide them into halves. Divide them into thirds. Don't ever let a crowd be faceless. Always assign them an opinion, assign them a point of view, and make them work to say if they disagree or don't agree. And always speak to the person who, as soon as you show up on stage, they're happy to see you. Talk to that person. Alienate everybody else. And I should say this was advice he gave specifically to me before everybody just goes out and does this, but
I do love that though. I love that.
I was doing so much approval seeking on stage, right? Which as a woman, especially on stage, is like death, you know, it's just like sharks in the water smelling the blood, you know, she wants to know if we approve of her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's so easy to get caught in that like trap and be unsure of yourself and like everyone, you know, that's such a great way to think about it. Like, because I get so, even still, I'll get caught up in the like, you know, the people who don't like me as opposed to the person who does with anything, obviously, not just a stand up, but with just being in entertainment in general. So that's great. Wow, that's amazing. Do you like still keep in touch with him? I haven't seen him like forever.
I do. I just got to see him in the fam yesterday. My fourth in-person visit. Oh my God.
Wow. Nice.
It took me an hour to stop disassociating.
It's taking a minute.
You're just like floating above your own body. Like,
oh my God.
How do I talk to people? What is this?
Yeah, because like the whole time was like, am I going to die? Am I going to die? Am I going to die? You know, and I have a low white blood cell count.
Oh, shit.
Mm. Yeah, we're figuring it out. It might be gluten.
Who knows? It usually is. Really? It usually is.
Yeah, who knew? Gluten is the real terrorist. vindicated.
Mm-hmm. Damn straight.
Cauliflower. I'll tell you who knew. Cauliflower.
This whole time.
Oh, no way.
Cauliflower, what's up?
That is the dark horse of produce if I ever met one.
Mm-hmm. Say more, please.
It just keeps going. Oh, you keep thinking they're not going to turn it into a new thing, and then they do.
There it goes. It's like a 3D printer for food. You can make whatever you want.
Oh my God, you're right. It really is. I also respect that it was just like, you know what? Okay, fine, I'm a vegetable, but guess what I really am? I'm mashed potatoes. I'm pizza crust. I'm like the things that you like want wings. A veggie to be. That's me, baby. Don't worry.
Oh my God, what if one day, like, the Arab Emirates gets a hold of cauliflower and you like walk into a Sears catalog basically and they're like, yeah, you like this fridge? It's made of cauliflower.
Yes.
I mean, your blinds? Cauliflower.
I'm in.
I'd buy it.
Edible
that
furniture.
Syringe? Cauliflower. I don't know why I'm walking
into that syringe.
Sears with a syringe.
Well, that's some
would you guys what would you guys make if you had a 3D printer?
Oh.
Okay.
Syringes.
My first syringes. I'm just going to say what my first thought was and this is a spaghetti.
I guess I wasn't thinking food, but
yeah, that was I.
My brain wasn't ready to switch out of food yet, so when you said that I was like, what would I make? Spaghetti.
I feel like it would be nice to make, like, if you could make everyday things, like, could you make toilet paper with it? Like, stuff so you wouldn't have to go to the store and get those things?
Oh.
Well, they say
would
you
that
can
take
make
more
flu
resources?
Shot.
The flu then shot you can make? Really?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. That they're working on that already. Wow. You can make the flu shot.
Really?
You can make,
at home?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. Mean, you gotta give it. How do you give it to yourself? You still gotta.
Then you make a nurse. You print out a nurse, and then the nurse puts
it. That's next.
And then you print out the apple juice.
Oh, you know what? I would make a swimming pool.
But you guys have never a swimming pool. That's
Yeah.
I don't think okay, I guess I'm not thinking.
What have we been doing with our creative minds?
Damn it.
She's over here building.
I was like, I'm gonna be toilet paper.
No, my brain went.
What are we thinking?
Tiny busts of my face for everybody I know, because I think it would be
fun.
That's
a good one.
Practical. See? I think that's a good. Mm-hmm. You can really do that.
I think it'd be pretty funny just to send my face to everybody that I know.
As a person with attachment issues, what you just offered is so generous.
Thank you.
You have to do it now, Brandon. All right, you gotta follow through because Zara's gonna be so pissed. Connected.
Do you guys gonna be right here?
Do you guys remember that movie Return to Oz? That really scary movie.
Yes.
The heads in the cabinets. Mm-hmm. That she could take on and off. Mm-hmm. You could have like your friends' heads that you could take on and put off.
That would be.
Why does that give me so much comfort?
A cabinet full of my friends' heads.
Mm. I mean,
isn't that what Instagram is?
That is what Instagram is.
I mean, you know, Brandy's in kind of her own Return to Oz thing here. Brandy's got like a creepy scarecrow behind.
I'm podcasting from my dad's den, and there's just a weird, like, one of those, like, country cottage.
Is this just like a fall ornament thing that never got put away, or what?
It never got put away. It's like a country cottage scarecrow that if it moves, you guys have to tell me. I'll just kill myself. That's what'll happen.
Oh, it's been inching slowly closer.
I know that you're joking, but I also just felt a chill run down my spine at the thought of it.
That's Mark Zuckerberg. Oh my God, it's Mark Zuckerberg back here, actually.
He's here. Oh God.
It does look like him slightly.
Mm-hmm. Well, the eyes are dead. So it's he does have, he has scarecrow eyes.
It's honestly uncanny, frankly.
That's a real likeness right there. I mean, he's basically guesting on the podcast right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the only way. That's the closest we could get.
I've never guessed. Co-guested with Mark Zuckerberg before?
Yeah. Wow.
Are you going to use this as a credit now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going in my bio.
Pop it in there. Pop it in there. This is, unfortunately, he's been on every podcast. We just don't really know it, but he's somewhere always.
He's just always there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not yet with Sherry O'Terry Gross.
Yeah.
So. That would be really funny if Zuckerberg just became like a weird urban legend that he haunts podcasts.
I could see him being like, Jeff Bezos is going to real space. I'll go to cyberspace. Oh, and be on the podcasts. Yeah. And then people will like me.
Listening, he would just be like, but I already do.
Yeah. I already bought all the friends that I need. Thank you.
Don't they know that I own everything?
Are we bullying him?
I don't care.
Yes. Okay. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
I bet Mark Zuckerberg, I'm going to put his hand in a warm bowl of water and watch him pee his pants in space.
If somebody could get video of Mark Zuckerberg pissing himself and put it online, somebody just deep fake that for me. I don't even care if it's not really him. I would just love to see it. I would love to live in that life.
It exists on like a fetish website somewhere, I'm sure. So I don't know what depths you want to go to get to that. But
I'm really more curious about his form.
Yeah.
His manly form, his human form.
His gait. I feel like he would have an interesting gait. You know what I mean? Because like part of him is bionic. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be that like sad boy shuffle a little bit in there.
And like kind of like those guys who don't know what to do with their arms a little bit of that.
Yeah. I feel like he used to be a little boy that ran with a heavy backpack. So I feel like he still runs like that, but like as an adult. You guys know the exact run I'm talking about, right? They're like, I'm going to be late. And they don't use their hands. They don't use their hands because they have to hold the giant backpack in place. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he still runs.
Those boys love getting spanked.
Oh, for sure.
On my MySpace.
It was the backpack, hitting you.
Hitting them up and down. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, let's do one more before we go to break here.
Okay.
What do we want? Zara, would you ever go on a game show if you were offered?
Yes.
What would you want to go on?
Yeah, what game show are you thinking?
Well, I've always wanted to do Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, are you good at Wheel of Fortune?
No.
Ooh. It'd be fun to go on Wheel of Fortune knowing that you were bad at Wheel of Fortune, because when people are bad at Wheel of Fortune, it's the most infuriating shit to watch.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Just troll people. Like, whenever you catch a bad game of Wheel of Fortune, you end up screaming at the television.
Yeah, I would spend all my money on the vowels.
Gotta. I would mix up that and Price is Right, and I'd be like, $1. And they'd be like, no, that's not the one we're on.
That's the other one I would fail at entirely, because my Persian brain is just inflates everything. What is that, $5? Sure. Yeah. Does it have a version with marble?
How much can it be? Like 6K?
Exactly.
What's the rest of development line? It's a banana. What can it be? $8?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, how mad do you think Pat Sajak would be if you called him Bob Barker by mistake?
Oh, it's happened.
I bet it happens all the time.
It's gotta have happened.
Oh, I just feel like he probably just like turns red and like takes five and comes back.
I think that's when he goes and switches out his head for another one.
Yeah. They may actually switch heads with each other. I also like, I have felt for such a long time that Vanna White has the best job in the entertainment industry. I love
She's
her job.
Still there.
Yeah.
She wears a pretty dress every night, and the camera stays far enough away that she like has stayed ageless. Mm-hmm. No one knows how old Vanna White is.
The camera just moves slowly further. It's like, ma'am, we can't read the letters anymore from the TV.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back with This Is Not Right, Your Daily Double. I can't think of a Wheel of Fortune term.
Doo-doo-doo.
Okay, we'll be back. Hi, everybody. We're back. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Zara Norbach.
Hey, hey.
And we're going to do a lady problem. Do you like to give advice, Zara? You like an advice giver in your circle of friends?
Oh, my God. I'm the oldest. I have a theory that everyone who's the oldest in their family or an only child loves advice.
Mm. Oh, that makes sense.
I'm the oldest.
I'm also the oldest, yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. Mm-hmm. We love giving it. We love getting it. Mm-hmm. Wait, where are you in the lineup, Babs?
I'm youngest, so.
That's why you asked. Youngest hates advice.
I'm the baby of the family. So many models of leadership. I hate advice. I want to make my own mistakes. No, I definitely give advice. Don't take my own. / don't listen to anyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I will say this, if we're going to stereotype people based on their birth order, the youngest is always fun to party with.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. The youngs are always pretty fun. That's true.
Yeah. They didn't really have rules. Like, everyone kind of forgot. Like, they've just been partying for a while. Like,
that's true.
They were used to the kids already, and they were like, all right.
Yeah.
You can
just, they have way more leeway, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so we're going to play a lady problem. If you have one, you can write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 323-6-BUT-30. That's two T's.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
And we're going to play this voicemail.
Hey, ladies. So I have a little lady problem. I basically have been talking to this one guy for over a year now, and we have never met in person. I know what he looks like. We FaceTimed. We went to the same school. It's just that we met during the pandemic. So I at first was studying abroad, and then I came home. Obviously, we never met each other. And it was just, I'm kind of just like, do I just say, listen, we need to meet. We need to see each other in person. do I say that we, like, I like you over the phone? Like, I just really don't know what to do. I don't even know if this guy even likes me back, but we've been talking for so long. Like, how is it not, how does he not like me back? How has this even not been a thing? I don't know. I'm just kind of, like, afraid that he's afraid of commitment, but also I'm afraid of being shut down. And I'm also not really looking forward to having a relationship over the phone for the rest of my life. Like, I'm in that movie Her. Anyway, let me know what you guys are thinking. Thanks, ladies. Bye.
I feel like this is a song, like, I'm afraid that he's afraid of commitment, because that is the classic. Yep.
Very relatable.
Basically every song.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
yeah.
Don't
I feel like feel all like... men. Mm-hmm. But no, what were you going to say?
I just think, first of all, the guy, like, for sure likes her, right?
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
I think he likes her. Yeah.
I think he likes her, but, like, he might not be, you know...
He
might just be using it for attention or something. It's hard to say, because if he hasn't made some kind of move,
yeah,
then you're like, all right, well, where do you stand, buddy?
Right.
I mean, I think a lot of people that, like, met during the pandemic, if you didn't meet beforehand, it's also like, it's like a safe, easy way to kind of like trauma bond with somebody that's outside of your regular friend group too. And, like, you know, you're going through this weird thing together, and it's like, that's, there's like a weird romance to just that in and of itself too.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Mm. That I think, like, taking it outside of that would be like, well, why would we mess up a good thing if he's, like, you know, nervous about that? Or, like, I think he likes you. I just don't know if he wants to make it a real in-person thing, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like for all men, I'm generalizing, the way
you're
that they're...
Generalizing.
Generalizing. I'm generalizing. You clit faces. the way that they're socialized is to engage by attraction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's like, how many times as comics are we talking to a guy hoping that we get booked and they're like trying to ask us out or something?
Right, right.
And
it's,
I stress,
like, I have a boyfriend, and then it's
oh,
like,
I see. So you're describing the problem with everything.
Exactly, exactly. And then on top of that, in terms of commitment, I feel like all men clit faces are afraid of commitment, because to them it is very much a choice and a source of power. It's their leverage, you know, to be able to, like, be that guy that's scoping, while thanks to the destabilizing effect of dating apps, many women are in positions where they're looking for a partner for income security, and also like life security, to you know, start making sustainable choices, because if you're not a dual income partnership, it's pretty dang hard to make a lot work.
Yeah,
right. Including your healthcare. Like, I just feel like there's so many unspoken stressors when it comes to solidifying a relationship that, like, we don't name that are stressors, you know, and they just kind of being invisible stress us out. Is this sounding as wise as I wanted it to in
my
head?
It's very wise. I'm loving it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I think those are also reasons that, like, some relationships don't break up sooner than they need to, too, because of, like, the economics that become tied to a relationship.
Totally.
It's stressful. I mean, changing apartments, especially during these times, and then meeting new people, like, they're finding right now, you know, wanting to be in person and stuff. And I feel like when it comes to those kinds of choices, men have less holding them accountable to stand by a decision. Mm-hmm. And so the easier, more familiar thing is to not make one.
Yeah.
I wish she had told us where they both live, or how far they are, because she obviously thinks that there's not really any opportunity to actually continue to have a relationship in person. She said they want to meet, but then she said have a relationship over the phone.
Okay, that is what threw me, because, okay, I'm still going to give my original thought, which is, like, all of that said, she's in college. Like, meet up with this guy if he goes to your school. Yes. Make a dick appointment and see how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, as someone who, and I don't know, Zara, you were saying, what were you saying with your MySpace? That you hung out with a lot of random dudes? Or what?
A lot of men I didn't know.
Like, that you didn't know them, you met them online? Or what do you mean?
I just met them clubbing.
Oh, okay. So, like, I've definitely, like, I've been in this kind of situation. Like, I would, like, meet guys online, have, like, phone relationships, and then sometimes we would meet, you know. And I had a good barometer of if someone was, like, a creep or whatever. I was obviously very safe. You want to, you know, meet with a friend or whatever. Do all those safeguards if you're weirded out at all by them. But I've done this a lot, and I will say that, like, it's worth meeting him for sure, you know. And I think just give in and say you like him, because, like, you really have nothing to lose. But, you know, it is very, very hard to sustain something just over the phone, especially at your age. It's just, like, not, you know, it's, so I would maybe just try to look at it as something fun and, like, try to, like, lower the stakes and just kind of think, like, hey, maybe I can tell this guy I like him and see how it goes, but just not be like, this is, you know, forever or something.
Well, and I wonder, like, it doesn't, I feel like if they'd had, like, phone sex or anything, she would have maybe mentioned that. Like, it doesn't, no, I can't tell if this has gone beyond platonic flirty conversations or not.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
It's kind of hard to go straight to phone sex. Like, yeah. if you have I mean, like, I don't know, like, I think it's good to meet someone for, not everyone goes straight to phone sex.
No, of course. I don't know. I know. I'm just, like, saying, like, if they're just speaking, I just don't know what, like, the level of, like, intimacy is.
Well, it is a little, it's confusing, because it's like, okay, you guys met, what context were you talking in to begin with?
Yeah.
And, like, have you done, and if you, have you done, like, something that you think means he likes you?
Don't
that way?
You guys think that just due to the nature of straight men, he likes her? Like, do we really, I mean, they've had, like, this long, it's an emotional friendship. Like,
I mean,
it's a, yeah. Like,
I mean, I have emotional friendships with guys,
but with someone you've never, so do I. I have tons of male friends,
of course.
Do you have emotional friendships that have been strictly on the phone, that you've never hung out with that person in any other context?
In quarantine, yeah, because we play Among Us together, but
yeah,
we play a lot of ab games.
I mean, I would say it seems like he most likely likes her, I would guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing,
I
probably
think that's a definite, yeah. I also, I mean, something that I hear her intuiting that I think is on point. Something that happened to me often in college too, was that I would get ex-boyfriends that would try to come back to me to shore up their self-esteem so that they could go after that girl that they thought was out of their league after. And it was always so painful. So I feel like, you know, guys will sometimes accuse us of, like, friend zoning.
Yeah,
you know, that is like, but that's friendship.
Being treated like a human, friendship.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes in the reverse, it's a little bit more insidious, because it's really feeding their self-esteem so that they can then ghost.
Yes,
you know, instead of maintaining the friendship.
Yes, exactly. Because, like, I don't know, I feel like what she was describing, like, I definitely had some guys in my 20s do shit like this to me, like, guys that were, like, traveling a lot or on the road and would always call me and want to talk on the phone all the time. But then would, like, manipulate me and do this same shit, too. And it was like, why are you trying to act like we're not hanging out, at least, or dating? Like, you talk to me as you're falling asleep at night. Get out of here.
We're already married. I mean, the way that I landed the man I have right now is because for the first 5 years, our refrain was, so when we break up, we're going to be really good friends, right?
Aww.
Like, this is just for right now. This is just like, you're convenient, I'm convenient, it's convenient.
Right.
And then it was like, oh, hey, you're still here. You know, like, there's something to be said for lowering the stakes for a new couple. Always.
Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
I mean, it's so much harder said than done, but I think if she can try to do that, it'll help. And yeah, you'll be all right. I mean, if nothing else, it sounds like it sounds like you guys helped each other out through this really hard year. And I'm glad that, you know, you had someone to connect with, because I'm sure I would probably be in this exact same situation or something like this if I was, like, single during this whole thing, because you know, everyone needs like somebody to lean on. So,
but yeah, I just want to also, like, in closing, encourage this listener. Don't let whatever's going on here discourage you from what is your God-given right to a college fuck about.
There you go.
We highly recommend a fuck about. Yeah, if yeah, don't put all your eggs in this basket by any means, please.
Yeah. MySpace was my fuck about. Fuckabout.com. I'm just kidding. Don't
we have fuckabout.net?
Yeah. .org, guys.
.org. .org. We're a non-profit, baby.
.gov is Congress.
Hey. All right, we're gonna do one more quick one here.
Hi, ladies. My name is Hillary. I am 31. I have one of my girlfriends who is a absolute fucking delight, but she has mostly been hanging out with gay men for the majority of her early 20s. And every time that we go out as single women, she misses a lot of aggressive red flags. And I want to be clear, I'm not victim blaming her, but there are a lot of times that some guy will come along and, you know, buy us drinks and then, for example, offer us a trip to Greece, which I clock as bullshit, but she clocks as him being a nice guy. And then shenanigans happen and then I get blamed for it. And I don't know how to talk to her about basic man bullshit. If you could help me, I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
I think that's my sister.
Your sister's the one with dating the red flags?
No, she's the one calling.
I think what stuck out here is when you said she blames me for it, because
yeah that's what's ridiculous. Going on there?
Yeah, like, so are you saying she's expecting you to protect her from the bad choices she's making? Because that's not or whatever. I don't bad choices, just choices.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of, like, I'm feeling a lot of self-hate from the person who is saying yes to Mr. Grease. It seems like she's kind of gaining from the friend a feeling of care that, like, somebody's worried.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That makes sense.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Like, attention.
I mean, I definitely know that, like, cycle of, like, kind of, and who knows if she's actually seeing these red flags or she's just ignoring them because she does want to have fun and do something. But I know that cycle of kind of, like, doing a messy thing because it's kind of fun, or it can, like, drama will come from it in a weird way that's, like, kind of attractive sometimes at a certain age, or if you just, I don't know, want that weird shit in your life. So I could see that for sure. She's maybe, like, hooking up with a guy and then using that, like, those feelings of him not, you know, him not being there in the way she wants, like, to blame her friend or whatever, to get that feeling from her friend.
Yeah, I feel like it might be time to, like, cut her off in terms of, like, when she's trying to talk to you about this stuff. If she's blaming you for it, I think you just need to make it clear, like, it's really not your problem. It's like,
yeah, she needs to accept some responsibility for her shit. It seems like she wants to, like, I don't want to learn. I don't want to, it's not my fault, but I didn't learn, and it's your fault. Like, it's a lot of projecting, it seems like, in different ways.
Yeah, I think it's, in a scenario like this for me, I think it's always important to lead with vulnerability. You know, share with her the vulnerability that she's putting you through, you know? And I think sometimes when we're seeking for transformation, you know, when we're seeking a transformation, when we want people to change a behavior, we sometimes want to escalate, you know, to say, like, I need you to do this, and I, like, it's bad, and, you know, everybody sees it, and to call up the invisible army and pathologize and heighten the concern. If you can keep it exactly where it exists for you, true to the stress of it that you're experiencing, and stay with your emotional truth in it, and let it be about you, you know, really let it be about you and how it's impacting you. I think that's really powerful. And that's not something she can deny, because then it's no longer about the choices she's making. It's about how those choices are affecting her friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, I mean, it sounds like this person is young or maybe doesn't have a lot of life experience with dating. And so yeah. that might be like a really good and important revelation for her. Mm-hmm. Is to understand, because yeah, I mean, especially, you know, when you're, I think you're younger, you have friends who are just a little bit messy and kind of are kind of like constantly spreading their drama on other people. And I think a lot of people just do seem to, as they mature a little bit, start to realize that they, that kind of stuff is affecting other people besides their own
orbit. Well, and sometimes the effect it has on other people can seem fun to them, can seem like a fun game. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, you're worried. What if I did this? What if I did that? You know, and certainly it sounds like she does like some attention, mm-hmm. you know, that she's, it sounds like a little bit of thrill seeking.
For sure. And then if she gets mad at you, it's like she didn't do anything wrong. And then you have to say, no, I care about you. It's you doubling down and like having to ignore how you actually feel about the situation to smooth things over.
Yeah, and I think if you've got a friend to that point, like if you've got a friend who is going to experience your concern for them as a Debbie Downer, that is definitely something to extricate yourself from and find boundaries around.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would try having an open discussion with her, like Zara said, and kind of coming from your vulnerabilities. And then, you know, if she's still kind of doing it, you might just have to avoid like going out with her for a little while and not put yourself in that position.
Yeah, just go out with the gay boys.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, yeah, there's also like ways of kind of, you know, creating cause effect of like, hey, if you do this again, because this is really hard for me, like then I can't go out with you next time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. or I'm gonna leave.
Yeah.
Because I also like to be safe. I don't like to be around guys who are making these kinds of offers.
Yeah. It's not your duty, or it's not like your duty as a girlfriend to put yourself in a harmful situation, because she is, you know, and that needs to be like a strong line with that stuff.
And also like, maybe, I don't know, maybe you can also try to get her on to, you know, oh my God, I was just about to turn into such an aunt. I'm like, what is it? Bimble? Get her on,
oh my God. On a Bimble? Get her on the dating app? Wait, what is that?
Get her on one of those applications.
Bimblin.
Yeah, get her Bimblin.
Yeah, do a little Bimblin.
Wait, yeah, like, what are you saying? I mean, like, it sounds like this person doesn't have a lot of experience with dating,
mm-hmm.
you know, and maybe it's like, it's her early forays out and she's like looking for dudes in the club and like hasn't learned the life lesson yet of maybe it's better not to always be meeting dudes in the club.
Yeah, you know, that makes me wonder if we need to be asking her more questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, have you experienced violence that makes you feel like you've got this, that you're not afraid? You know, mm-hmm. like, what's going on? Because, like, my red flags are flying.
Yeah.
And I'm scared a lot of the time. And I'm wondering mm-hmm. why you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I think dating apps is a great idea, because then it's like, if you can meet some people over like dinner and drinks, it's like maybe you can learn to like, oh, okay, I can learn to read vibes a little bit better without like the of the club behind everything.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like being at that, in that, and it's just a meat market, and like obviously there's one goal and that's fine, but like
mm-hmm.
that's what it is, you know, and like the guys will say whatever because they're horny and they want to, you know.
They
want to rub their boners on you.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's hard, because, like, I just developed a distrust of men out in the wild, you know? it started at 18 and over clubs,
yeah.
you know? So you'd just be trying to dancing, and you'd just be elbowing people left and right. Sometimes you'd have to kick someone in the shins, and then you would dance to Vanga Boys. So,
you know, something else you could try. I haven't tried this, but I've always wondered. Like, what if you just straight up chloroform her and then, you know, throw her in a trunk, get in the car, put on a ski mask and just be like, we're going to Greece.
Oh, my God. Don't do this.
And then take her like to her parents' house or like, you know, some aunt she hates and just be like, this is Greece. Nice to meet you. I'm a nice guy. And then just like leave.
Yeah. Or you could take her to a high school theater production of the musical Grease, all 2.5 hours of it.
There you go. Leave her there. Yeah. And then the next day, just ask her, like, so how was that date I left? Mm-hmm. Did you have a good time?
And they're like, tell me more. Tell me more.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Grease everything you wanted.
It could work.
Yeah.
Well, we solved it, obviously. Yeah. So thank you for calling in. I'm sorry. It's a toughie.
Yeah, I think it should
hurt so much to worry like that. Yeah.
Know someone for at least a month before the passports come out.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
I don't know. That's a rule of thing.
I had to really think about that. But again, I have a good meter. I've done a lot of these things, but I can see red flags.
I know an offer I can't refuse.
Yeah. Just saying, as a rule of thumb, if you guys don't have Babs test level meters yet, you just wait a minute before busting out the passport.
I always have a hard time with the red flags with women.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are hard. You know, Zara, don't you think you want to just like set some boundaries and tell her, like, no, you can't have all my money and like take over my inbox and, you know, tell me I'm shit. Like,
yeah.
And like, I'm like, I feel like I just have a lot to learn from her. She seems like a strong woman.
Honestly, yeah. I would love for a strong woman to take over my email inbox. That would be.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, because a woman can, like, fuck me up way more than a guy can, like, psychologically. Oh, yeah. So yes.
Yeah,
it's well, a
yeah.
lot big.
You're playing chess against the computer.
Yeah, we're all a little a little deep blue sometimes.
What if that's why Mark Zuckerberg has the dead doll face?
Oh.
What, he's played against the it's against the computer
in the basement. Your scarecrow doll is moving.
It's got a bow tie.
Stitch tear.
Oh, man.
Zara, thank you so much. It's been so much fun.
So fun.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell everybody, yeah, where they can find you online and plug all your stuff.
You can find me at Z-A-H-R-A Comedy. Zara Comedy everywhere. It's also my address. And come join me for Flash Comedy Writing. It's fun. We wake up and get a lot done. We do active verb drills and random games that just get us out of our passive voice and also get you writing at 9 a.m., 12 p.m. Eastern. It's a half hour. And send me some donations so I can finish production on my comedy special. And join my newsletter at ZaraComedy.com.
Love it.
Watch it.
How fun.
Amazing. Hell yeah, everybody.
Thanks, Zara. We'll see everybody next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hi, this is for Bob's neighbor. Get laid, loser.
All right, so here's the thing. I'm neither a lady nor is this really a problem, but the edible has fully kicked in. And I felt like I needed to call my lady friends. So it's June, you know, summer, it's nice out. Everyone's out on the scene again. Out on the scene? Who the fuck am I? Anyway, I went on a Tinder date and it went so well. Like, I'm not even joking. I was at the bar with him for like 6 hours. We were fucking having the best time ever until he told me he's a Republican. And if that's not a hate crime during Pride Month, I don't know what is. Love you, ladies. I'm going to go eat something.